The Israelis are everywhere. Tamidly. Everywhere. There's nowhere you won't find an Israeli. They're all over Africa, all over the East.
Even all over Europe.
Europe, Nevada, and America. Okay, so we've spoken about why it is that you have this period called 2,000 years of darkness of Ikfus and Mashiach. It's because we're given the opportunity here to exercise our free will and to dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosen, the Kala. And now the Kala gets a chance to dedicate herself to the Chosen with Bechira, not because of Kfir, because it's so obvious. Okay. Kana Lady Loisif. We need to add one more Nakuda here. Kaliba Deemas Achrek Yechleisa Kol. When we've seen everything, Amnam Biyadu Bachovash Akosh Bochu Sidu Boros Oila Boifin Kazesh Anachnu Kivyachol Noisnim Lo is Torasein and Mitzvasein Venasein. We've explained that Kivyachol we give to our Kodesh Baruch Hu our Torah and our mitzvahs and our Voida, all the mitzvahs and all the chesed we're doing. It's Kivyachol, we're giving that to Hashem. Kamoshin is Ba'abarichas, and we explained at length already, and we'll explain more. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us, and therefore, but we have to earn it. So therefore, when we earn it, we're giving him the opportunity to give to us. Achadayin al lakoyer litvor. But there's still one kasha here. Nicha, all very well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarech has called you the Oved Hashem. Hashem needs every Jew, every Oved Hashem. Kol echad v'nisoynim yichod loy. Each yid with his unique situation. From a tzava b'kol prate chayev, yesh ben nachas ruach miyuchad l'boreilu. Each yid in his particular situation, in his unique matzav, in his unique nisoynus, gives kevayachol pleasure to Hashem. We don't give Hashem pleasure. Hashem's not, you're going to give pleasure to somebody short of pleasure. Hashem doesn't, it's a problem that people speak about this today. A lot of people use this loshen. You know, give nachas to Hashem. You give nachas to Hashem. Hashem. Saying you give nachas to Hashem shows a lacking in Hashem, which is nonsense. It's apikosis. Ach, keitzad novin kiyudi she'enem akayim shum mitzvah mitzvah zatoira v'ad rabba b'poilu machal shabbos v'oichle v'es v'chefes. What about a yid who's not doing what he's supposed to be doing? We understand that a yid is doing what he's supposed to be doing. Yotel pakot. And he's giving Hashem the opportunity to give to him, and therefore he's makaming the purpose of the Bria. But how do you understand somebody who's rebelling against Hashem? And he's not doing the mitzvahs. Kodesh Baruch Hu is also investing enormous amounts in him. Well, how do we understand that? And even more, I'll add, what about the vegetable we've spoken about earlier? That you're not allowed to shorten his life for 1 second because you're a murderer. What's he giving Hashem? This guy that's lying in attached to machines and he's dead and he's not doing anything. So why is he here? What does Hashem need him around for? Hatshuva lekachi. Sheyesh shemokam ha'atov ha'amiti. U'mokam ha'idun ha'nitzchi. Sheyesh sereitz enlaik labo ha'ilam. Einu alam ha'zeh olam haba. Where does Hashem want to give us this enormous pleasure and goodness that he created the world in order to give us? When is he going to give it to us? In olam haba, not here. This world that we live in, yeah, this is not the end goal. This is just a means to an end. You're in this world and you're not able to invest, you're not able to be earned. But the payment is there, not here. Yeah, you get an opportunity to prepare yourself in the antechamber before you enter into the main chamber. No one would think to live in the bathroom. You go to the bathroom to look in the mirror, to straighten your tie, make yourself neat before you go into the meeting, right? The meeting is the ikkar. The bathroom, the mirror is just in order to prepare yourself. This world's just a preparation. As aleinu avin ki yesh dvorim shelo nuchul asid b'chselenu akat. We need to know that there are things that we cannot understand with our limited intelligence, with our limited perspective. I don't remember who it was. I think it might have been Reb Chatzkel. One of the Gedolim said, the root of all heresy is the desire to understand everything. You think you can understand everything. So no, what you don't understand, you rebel, you reject. You know, where was Hashem in the Holocaust? Zeo, I'm out of here. 1 second, you understand everything? No, you have to be able to understand everything. You don't understand it, you don't believe. Sorry. Most things you'll never understand. You'll understand very little of what these to understand. Get rid of this desire. Somebody once said, small people think they can understand everything. Because they think everything's small. So no, I understand everything. As you learn more and more and more, you realize how little you'll ever understand. The more Gemara you learn, the more you realize how little you understand. That's the MS. Do we understand what a vegetable gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's lying in a hospital ward somewhere, he's not doing anything, connected to machines, he's not doing... What does he give Hashem? But what's he doing here? And why are we fighting so hard to keep him alive? They want to disconnect him and we're going, hey, we'll burn the town down, we won't let him touch this guy. Maybe he came here to metaken sins that he came to metaken there, that he did before in the previous Gilgul. Maybe his neshama is getting more purified. You can go back to a higher level in Olam Haba. We don't have access to this knowledge. Hadvarim mukovim lepratim lerovois of lofim vein sichleinu akat musugel asigom. The cheshbonos are complex, ancient. We don't have access to the information. We don't have the kalim, even if we had the information, to be able to process the information. Namchisto is a marshal. He's a marshal. Kiyoyim goelam ha-machshevim niten leshur kvotzein letunim imachshev lemachshev. This was written about 20 years ago. Since then, things have mitkademed a little bit. But you can send files from one computer, to another side of the world. לפעמים מתקל איש המחשבים ותגוב המחשב, אין די זיכרון במחשב שלך לאחר קויבת זה. Sometimes you get a little petek on the screen and it says you don't have enough memory to download this file or to send this file or whatever. Yeah? אם נרצה לדמוס את הדברים, ניתן לדמוס זויס למצב שבו נבקש מהקורש ברוך הוא, תת לנו את קויבץ הנתונים המתום ברגע חיים של יהודי. It's like you're asking Hashem, please to send you the file that explains what's the value of one moment of life of a Jew. So Hashem sends you the file, and your computer says, אין מספיק memory for you to download this file. You couldn't process this file. Your process is going to burn. It's gonna burst into flames trying to process this. You don't have the kingdom to understand this. Gam im nafuch es kol oilim kul lelamayach shal machshev lo yeh mezug la'achil hakol. You'll take the whole world and you'll turn it into the biggest, speediest, biggest supercomputer that you can create. You won't be able to understand it. Kerein ha'asukim benetzach. We're dealing with eternity. And no machshev, no computer can process eternity. And none of us understand eternity and can process eternity. We have imunah in eternity, but we can't process it. Nitzchias ein soifis kazu lo yoichlim shum oifim mitnagel lakal geres of honesty. We can't process eternity. Ach zois neida bebiru. But what we do know with clarity, we've given up our lives for this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarich rege shel kol Yehudi. Hashem needs every moment of every Jew. That's halacha. Yesh lo bo taklis atzume shei lemalem el sagaseinu. He has a purpose that's way above our grasp. V'kach kesef hakohen hagadol reb tzadok hakohen milublin zecher tzarich v'kodesh lebracha. In tzidkas hatzedek he writes like this. Kashem she tzarich... Oh, this is moyedik. I'm going to have some coffee before I read this. You need to have coffee before you can do this. Kashem shetzarich ha'adam alamin v'Hashem yisbarach. Everybody agree? You got to be munei in Hashem. Kach tzarich achar kach la'amin v'atzmoy. After that, he has to be munei in himself. Reitzel loyme. This is all of Tzadok talking. שיש לה שם, יש לה שם יסברק עסק עמו. שם זה כל ביזנס with this guy. יש לו עסק עמו. ושאינו פועל בוטל שבין לילה היו, בין לילה עובד חס וחלילה. He's not a pot bottle that today is young, tomorrow is gone. You know, he worked this morning, tonight, I don't have anything to do with it. Rak tzarich la'amin ki nafshoi mimakor ha'chaim yisparach shmoi, that your life and your neshama comes from the source of life, which is Hashem itself. V'Hashem yisparach mis'aneg u'mishtasheyabo. And Hashem has pleasure and enormous joy. I don't know how you translate mishtasheyabo. Enormous joy and pleasure, meshuga joy and pleasure from him. That's a good thing. We spend a lot of time believing in Hashem, we forget to believe in ourselves. Forget to believe how important we really are in the great cosmic plan. Hashem has, Hashem has tainug and going out of your mind, bananas pleasure from this particular year. We don't understand any of that, but you have to know that. Every Yom Kippur I saw a thing, it says, you want Hashem to forgive you, you haven't forgiven yourself. How do you expect Hashem to forgive you if you can't forgive yourself? You've got to get in touch with ourselves. You have Imun and Hashem? Who has Imun and Hashem? You have to know who you are. Someone came to the Kotzka and said, what are you asking? He came to him and said, Rebbe, where can I find Hashem? And the Kotzka said, who wants to know? But where can you find Hashem? You haven't even found yourself yet. Who wants to know? Who wants to know where the Lord is? What do you mean? Who? I want to know. Yeah, but who are you? What do you mean? Ma'od chashuv. I mean, these four lines of Reb Tzadok are, I'm about to say for just on that, but it's very chashuv and important. If you don't learn anything else here, know this. It's nice to be born in himself. Do you know how much Hashem important is in Hashem's life? Okay. I was going to stop here, but we have time, so let's go weiter. Those aren't here, just on the south, that's all. Perek Zayin. The Pei Zayin. V'matara l'chaded es ha'dvorim sh'ichtav hu v'perek zeh, in order to clarify, in order to be able to grasp what's going to be written in this chapter. Niftach pasipu min ha'chaim b'doreinu. I'm going to bring a story that happened in one of the yeshivas in this generation. I heard the story in Lakewood, I heard it in Ponovich. I don't know if it happened twice, or as most stories, the names and changes and facts, the names and places and the facts have been changed, you know, to protect the innocent. Yeah, the story is a true story. I know the story happened. I heard it from one of the Kotlers that it was a mice in Lakewood, but it happened in Ponovich apparently. Kreisnish, maybe it was two stories the same. One thing I can tell you today, the story could happen to 75% of the Talmidim out there today. Mafchidas it was. Baruch Zeh Yeshivas HaGadoshos, America, Lamad Bachur Chashuv. In one of the holy yeshivas in America, there was a very chashuv bachur. Muflag b'teire v'yiru shamayim sh'omad l'seis isha v'sh'atoy v'mutzlachas. You know, like the best bocha in the yeshiva, you know, the guy that learns well, he's got yiru shamayim, everything just goes his way, you know, gets it, he's clever, and he's now got the best shidduch in the world, and he's about to get married. Lepeta kamim ifnein yisurv, v'nikra l'yaday ha'irav, sh'gila lo yisod chayav. A few days before the wedding, his parents call him in, and they break some interesting news to him. Your biological mother was a goy. We adopted you as a child. When the child gets to the mitzvah, the parents should let him know. Then he has a choice whether to accept the gairus or not. Complex halachas. Don't paskin halacha to what you just read here. Complex sugya. We've done with a lot of chokhmah. If ever you have a situation like this, kaminli. Tzadacha says, I'm a mon amon chokhmah.
You have the Brit. Huh? They have done the Brit. You have the Brit, the Bahu.
I don't know. Maybe they gave him a Bruce. Maybe they did. Lo Mashane. That doesn't change his bechira when he comes to the mitzvah, to be Jewish or not. They got a. Mushum ma hayne va difel alim meyayde ze mimenu ad lifnei nisuot. The parents didn't tell him it is bar mitzvah. They're telling him now. Now the loch of pashtus is at least told, nothing changes. I mean, it doesn't have to be bar mitzvah. If you wasn't told it bar mitzvah, doesn't mean that now it's the game's over. It means from the moment he knows he has a choice, that's when the choice starts. So he's just about to get married. He must have been 22, 23, chveis nisht. He's 2 or 3 days before his wedding, and his parents tell him he's not Jewish. Another case of a Balchuva family, heard this from Riftat, Balchuva family, whatever, and the parents came to visit. So they're in for Shabbos. They didn't know what it's like having chiluni parents at your Shabbos table with a wine and the dos, and you know, and they weren't that experienced, so they were obviously making some mistakes, whatever. Anyway, the parents obviously realized something was going on or whatever, and they turned around and they said, I don't know what this is all a big fuss about, you're not even Jewish. They forgot to tell him that he wasn't Jewish. Boom. Anyway, this guy is told by his parents he's not Jewish. Kach noide lo ki biyod abren lachlit haim kabal es gerusoi v'ya yudi ulo chalufin yam gerus yam. They told him you have a choice. You can choose to be Jewish and carry on with your life, carry on being the best bocher in yeshiva and go married and whatever, or you can choose to be a guy. למעבות הפלא החליט הבחור לבחור בראש השנייה. This bocher decided to become a guy. הוא עדיף להיות גוי נחמד וטוי ומקיים שם מצוות בני נוח. I'll be a nice good boy, I'll keep שם מצוות בני נוח. כך הוא יקיים את רוצן אלוקים בשלמות ובקלות. That way I can מקיים את רוצן השם, easy. What's the problem? It's much easier to keep שם מצוות בני נוח as a guy than to keep תרג מצוות as a yid. מה לא יחיית כיהודי ולשתה בתרג המצוות אשר בגינם הוא עלו לקבל אנושים קשים הרן? What do I need to get the mitzvahs for? I'm going to go to Gehenna, I'm going to get terrible punishment, I'm going to suffer being a Jew. It's not easy being a Jew. Tainu shi chosin umas ha'ilam. I'll be a chosin umas ha'ilam, I speak clean.
But it's not the same neshama.
Oh! You see? וכך למגין הזלב הירוב ומהירוב עוזב הסקו. Everyone was shot. He left everything. ואוכל רגוי מן המיני, ובדזו אורדו בשייטו זעזו עומק בקרב הציבור. They said everybody completely zazer, shocked. I can imagine. Yeah, the best bocher, he's suddenly finding he's a guy. He gets a chance to just carry on this life and see what I need this for. If I've got to be Jewish and I happen to be a Jew, I've got to be a good boy, I'll keep the middle. But if not, well, the story is so frightening. If you do some studies and you'll search it, you'll find out, I don't have the numbers, but many, many, many of our kids today, if you ask them this question, would tell you there's no ways I'm a guy. Going to the yeshivas, going to the bas yankims, going to the chedorim, ask the kids, you'll be shocked, shocked. How many of our kids today wouldn't be a guy? And we'll see why now. כשמעתי על אירוע הזה, מצאתי את עצמי מהר ומהפך בדובר הרבה. We heard about the story. מה קורה פה? צעדיו של בחור זה גרמו לי לחשוב שלמרות שתכני חינוך תורני מעולה כשני עשרים מחייב, this bocher had the best חינוך that you can give a from yid for 22 years of his life. שנים האלה לא עומדו לו לבחור בטעם של שמיר עשר שבס. In those 22 years, he never had a taste of שבס. בניחוח החגים היהודים, He never sat at a Pesach Seder. He never stood on first day Sukkot with Abba Minim. He never felt the pleasure, the electricity of a Shavuos. He didn't taste Shabbos. Where was he?
Maybe he couldn't.
The enormous limit. Oh, one second. The enormous geschmack of Limud HaTorah is one of the best bochrim in yeshiva. Ben anois b'shivois la'agish l'chushes ha'or v'ha'ish ha'tvum b'yadut. So Rav Yosef ben Yamin Pinkas, who's very close to Rav Taube, by the way, they do seminars together, whatever. His brother, Rav Shimshon, obviously, was very close to Rav Taube. He said, I understand what Rav Taube's on about. He was a guy.
doesn't have a connection.
He won't. If you tell me this was a Yid, and he had the trace to Magani, he left. Yeah. I said it. I said yeah. He was a guy. Of course, he couldn't taste everything you're talking about. So he doesn't understand what the Talbot's Pella is. Yeah. Said to me one day. Oh, but the Pella's a Pella. Pella's a Pella. Pella's a Pella. They brought this Korean guy here to the Panovich Yeshiva. I don't know if you ever saw the video. You know, the Koreans hold that we are the chosen people. And it's because of learning Torah that we're the chosen people. How the Koreans know that, whatever, I don't know. It bothered me why North Korea is playing such a major feature of the pre-Messianic moment. You know, you tell me America's going to war with Germany or France, or, you know, there's something going on with Iran. But North Korea is way off our map. It has nothing to do with the Yidden. They've never Yidden there. They're no Yidden there. I might catch a North Korea suddenly. Because if that's happening, it's got something to do with me. No? If something's going on in North Korea, it's got something to do with me. I was like, why North Korea? My cash North Korea. The Koreans have this thing, and the many homes you go to South Korea, somebody told me, you go there, the only home has a shas.
What?
Every home has a shas. It's like, you know, they've got a picture of the president, they've got a picture of their gods and whatever, and they've got a picture of a shas. They've got a shas on the table there, because they are makol shokola chokhma vakola zebola. The Koreans ma'od makshiv chokhma. So one of the South Korean came here on a tour to visit the yeshivas and to see what it is. So he was followed by an Israeli news crew, and they went to Panovich Yeshiva, and you see this guy talking to the Rosh Yeshiva, and talking to the students, see the people learning there, whatever. And the guy is like, he's in heaven, and he's in Mamish in seventh heaven, and the Jewish reporter from whatever, one of the newspapers, whatever those things are called, interviews him afterwards and says to him, what do you see here? What are you getting so little over here? He says, there's a light here that's so bright, and you can see that obviously God's presence here, whatever. And this kid turns around to him and says, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you see it. He says, I don't see anything you're talking about. I don't see it. So he has a guy who sees it, and he has a kid who can't see it. Go understand. So, yeah, for that we need to go back two pages. You know, we don't understand anything. It's a pelly. Should I try and find the video? Where did I get it from? My daughter showed it to me once. Someone sent it to her. It's on YouTube somewhere. Not that I'm recommending people should, certainly not publicly recommending should go there. But try. I was like, Kiddush Hashem. You see, this guy's walking around Panovich and talking to these Bochrim, and the Bochrim explaining, and this guy, mamash, loving every moment of it.
But he compares what we have in this country, and it's so low, so when he goes to the yeshiva...
No, but if you took him into Dizengoff and you showed him all the gashmis, maybe that I can understand. Of all Mazeb Panovich Yeshiva. A guy walks in and he sees us doing Torah, and he tastes the light of truth. Where is he?
How did he taste the light of truth?
I don't know what's with the Koreans. I don't know. Like you said, maybe they're from the Lost Tribes. Maybe they're Chesnish.
Or maybe he's got one of the lost sparks that has to come back.
We don't know. Maybe he'll Magaya. Maybe he's a... I don't know. Let me speak to Gary Mossim while I'm a guide. So when you see that the father was Jewish and the mother wasn't, or the mother and they grew up, so that's something else. But I've had Gary with this yeshiva because both parents were going. They're not shaykhs to Yiddishkeit.
I went to Chasna 2 weeks ago. Someone we became friendly with, his parents are both staunch Methodists. It's going.
We had a Muslim and a Christian thing. Two atheists on the one side. When he became a Christian, this guy, his parents disowned him then. Well, Ach is coming when he started to become Jewish. In Achinami. But the problem here is, and that's what he's saying.
Some people can see this as the light.
Yeah, how's this guy seeing it? Most hidden content. It's such a painful thing to see. There's this Korean guy telling you, and Miklaheving, and Mama's blown over by Panovich Yeshiva, and there's a Yid sitting there, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. A bunch of bums are sitting and wasting their time. And this guy flew all the way from Korea, and his mom, she's
reveling in it.
Tov. Vaday Shimu Aya Toim Zois, Laya Masuga La Pared Mikola Oitzre Salola Bakomachi. Tasted what we've spoken about, how could he have left it? He wouldn't have left it. You've had an existential experience with the beauty and the deliciousness of Yiddishkeit, or aspects of it. You don't just throw it away. Yeah, do so. Scott was. I inherited this. I got to do it. I got to be a good boy. I'm doing it. But he had no personal connection to it. God wants you to sell it. It's nothing to do with me. It's not inherited from my parents. I don't have to do this. I'm going to do it. There was no Zekeli. There was no aspect of his own personal investment in the relationship. That's what it was. Our Judaism has to become personal. It's got to be real. It's got to be a taste that I have. It's not just something I'm doing because I've got to do it. Because otherwise you'll give over to your children. This is something you've got to do. You've got to do it. You know, you've got to be a good boy. Do it. The minute he finds some way that I don't have to do it, he's gone. But if he tastes the beauty and he sees the simcha and he's enjoying, he had a real personal experience with it, you don't walk away from it so quickly. Okay, to be continued, we'll start from there again.
Another hand, you've got Avram ben Avram. Just in terms of Gary.
Plenty! Listen, we started off by saying we don't understand. Now go and understand.
Yeah.
We don't understand.
The question is how many times that we like this. For example, we say, we know that Abraham has done a lot of gerim, but what, where they are, no, we don't know. That means
the problem is not the gerim. The problem is can I'm a Gaia.
Yeah.
Abraham Avinu was a ger. If we're going to walk in Abraham Avinu's footsteps, not enough to be a Baal Tshuva. We got a Megaya. That means I have to choose to be a Yid every day. I'm not putting on tefillin today because I put on tefillin yesterday. I'm not Jewish. I'm not learning because that's what you got to do. I'm making a new Bechira decision every day to buy into this, which means I'm becoming a ger every day. I once got a bocha came to the yeshiva. He asked me to come into the yeshiva, we tested him with everything, then I met with him after and I said, you can join the yeshiva on one condition. He said, what? I said, you have to magaya. He said, what are you talking about? He thought I had Ruach HaKodesh and I knew that his Baba wasn't Jewish or something. And there's a story about the stipler like that. Bocha once came to him from a brocha and the stipler said, tell your Rosh Yeshiva to phone me. Rosh Yeshiva said, what happens? He said, don't you know the guy's not Jewish? He said, how do you know? He said, I'm telling you, he's not Jewish, check it out. They found out he wasn't Jewish. So I said, no, I'm sure you're Jewish, I'm sure your mother was Jewish. I'm talking about a different kind of gairus.
Yeah.
Your Yiddishkeit is mitzvah, not the mother. You're doing it because you did it, because you're doing it, because you're doing it. See, I love Judaism. Judaism is you've got to get personally connected to this. It's about a relationship. It's not a religion. First thing you've got to do is kill all your Christological concepts of religion. Now you can start getting in touch with Judaism. It's a very personal journey and a very personal relationship that you have to have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah and his mitzvahs. It's not about ritual and religion. Nothing to do with religion. It's a covenant. And therefore, yeah. You come along and you take a guy who's not connected to it. It's all superficial. He has none of the beauty and the taste and the joy of his Yiddishkeit. He's been doing it out of habit for years and years. And you tell him, you know, you're not really Jewish. You don't have to do this. Why would he Magaya? For what? For taste. So if you're raising a generation today that's totally disconnected and totally unfeeling and totally... but they're doing it because whatever, you know, it's just much easier to do it than not to do it. So if they found out they weren't Jewish, why would they Magaya? Which means they're not Jewish now.
Yeah.
Their problem is not that. The problem is if you're not living your Judaism real and alive now, to the point where if you were given the choice to Magaya, you would Magaya because how could I give this up? You're not doing it properly now. Anyway.
Actually, I heard a Maisa where there was a non-Jew.
I don't take Shilil Kmitzvah. I'll tell you why, and then you'll tell me whether I should take it or not. Sorry.
No.
Is this whole trip Shliach Mitzvah. So I don't know how much Jesus makes it. No. The problem is that I can forget that there's Shliach Mitzvah money, and I can get spent and not get put into stock or whatever, and then I'm mixed in the Shlichus, and I get an Aveira instead of a Mitzvah. So I'm not sure. Reb Simcha Wasserman would never take Shliach Mitzvah money because of that reason. Because he was scared that he wouldn't be able to do it properly. Because you're asking me to take it there and give it here when I get back. My head between there and here and there. On the other hand, how can I deny you the mitzvah stocker? So go put it in the stocker box now. Then you have a mitzvah stocker. Sorry, I'm not trying to be. It's happened to me a few times. People don't have Shliach Mitzvah money and I forgot about it.
That dollar goes on to buy whatever, burger at McDonald's or whatever. Rabbi has to eat, that's a mitzvah for me.